One thing Governor Peter Shumlin and legislative leaders do agree on is they want to take action this year to clean up Lake Champlain and other polluted waters. But while various interest groups publicly say they want to clean up the lake, few of them actually want to pay for it. VPR's John Dillon has more.
A report released by the state a few years ago put the price tag for improving the water quality in Lake Champlain at $155 million. By that measure, a bill this year that would raise around $13 million for water quality projects around the state may seem like a baby step. Still, businesses and environmental groups have rallied around the cause of cleaning up the lake and other polluted waterways. Here's Tom Torti of the Lake Champlain Regional Chamber of Commerce.
We know what the problems are. We know what the sources are. Pick one, fund it, and fix it.
A day later, Katie Taylor, a lobbyist for Torti's organization, was in a House committee. She delivered a different message.
So I would love to be able to say, we love everything and we're all in agreement. Unfortunately, that's not where we are right now.
Taylor made clear the Lake Champlain Chamber will fight a tax increase aimed at the tourism industry to pay for water pollution controls.
In terms of the rooms, meals, and liquor tax increases, the chamber can't support those at this time because of the disadvantage increases put the state in comparison to other New England destinations.
Kendall Melvin of the Vermont Chamber of Commerce also opposed the half-cent rooms and meals tax increase. When lawmakers asked her to recommend alternatives, she offered nothing.
Of course we want clean water for our state. We would just encourage you to look at other funding sources besides raising these three taxes.
I was just wondering, do you have any suggestions where we can get it?
The rooms and meals tax and the alcohol tax is not raising that is what we care about the most, and that's what I came to speak on today.
The committee members grew increasingly skeptical. One reminded the business lobbyists of Tom Torti's speech the day before. David Dean is a Westminster Democrat who chairs the Fish, Wildlife, and Water Resources Committee. He says everyone needs to chip in to improve the state's waters.
And it's time that we pay some money, and that's the rub. It's always the money. Everybody's for clean water. You know, hey, I love clean water. Nobody wants to pay. And it costs money to correct the mistakes we have already made. And that's the problem. We're playing catch up and we're dealing with legacy. And it costs money.
Besides the rooms, meals, and alcohol tax, the bill also calls for a hike in the gas tax and a fee increase on fertilizer sales. Those revenue proposals also have many opponents in the State House. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon in Montpelier.